A trade group and a native corporation are teamed up to promote a program that attracts movie and TV productions to Alaska. The Alaska Film Group and Nana Regional Corporation, owned Pixic LLC, are pushing the state to extend its film incentive program. Film Group board member and Pixic project manager Deborah Silt says the program is credited with increasing the number of movies and television shows shot in Alaska.
Senate Bill 23 brought the movies that we've seen here come to date, that being The Big Miracle. It brought The Frozen Ground. It brought Play Kids. It probably brought a handful of reality TV shows that have come through the state, not necessarily all of them Anchorage-centric. So it's brought about a half dozen productions to date.
Schilt spoke to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce about the importance of the incentive program yesterday. The program offers tax credits to production companies based on how much they spend in the state, hire locally, and shoot in rural Alaska. The Alaska Film Incentive Program passed during the Palin administration and is scheduled to sunset in 2013. A bill to extend it is being considered by the legislature. The Associated Press reported last month that Representative Anna Faircloth is concerned that some productions cast Alaska in a bad light and wants an audit to better determine how the program is benefiting Alaskans. The film group attributes recent years' film productions with employing thousands of state residents and supporting hundreds of Alaska businesses in recent years. Schilt says supporters are pushing for a 10-year extension to provide long-term stability for the industry in Alaska.
Producers frequently take 1 to 10 years to develop a project from concept to getting it up on the silver screen. Without a guarantee that there will be incentives here in place for them, they will take their project elsewhere. So it gives them confidence and security and stability. It gives an Alaskan business owner that wants to invest in infrastructure like equipment confidence in knowing there's someone that's going to rent his equipment 5 years from now.
Evergreen Films is building a multi-million dollar film production studio in Anchorage. Schilt says a longer-term incentive program will also give young Alaskans interested in a film career confidence there will be jobs for them in state. University of Alaska Fairbanks Film Studies Program Director Maya Selganik says students have already participated in projects attracted to Alaska by the incentive program, and there's good future work potential.
There's a lot of jobs. You've seen a credit on a film screen, you know, and so when you see that list of credits, we have to try and provide those jobs here in Alaska. So it's a lot of work to be done, and there's a lot of opportunity.
Selganik says the UAF program is applying for some of the nearly $500,000 the state has put forward for film production workforce training.